Hey, what's up? We're back with another episode of the JDT podcast. It feels great to be back recording. There were so many issues causing me to delay putting out another episode, even recording, and just life in general with everything going on. But, you know, all of these right now are excuses as to why I was not able to get back out and, you know, put out new content, and all of that is out of the way. You know, none of it even matters. It's not about what you do when adversity strikes, but how you bounce back from it. And we're about to bounce back hard. It's a new year. We're faced with new positions, new situations, new challenges, and new success. We're about to get new money in 2021. We're about to just have an uproar of success, obtaining new goals, and achieving everything we want from here on out. Out of all the challenges we faced through the year of 2020, you should know now what you are made of and have made more than enough time to equip yourself for the goals that you will obtain in this year. For the closeout of this past year, I've been challenged as never before. I faced different tests that I've never even practiced, and I've run into old things as well that I used to perform in the past and got through that. Now, coming into this year, looking for a promotion, not only job-wise, but life, I've been training my mind to grow and learn new tasks. I've been putting my body through a more rigorous training, whether that be physically working out or just waking up earlier, going to sleep later, and just working myself to become better and, you know, handle whatever comes my way. I've also been working on my soul, which has opened up to see the world and people for what it is instead of having a blanketed approach. As I see the numerous distractions that people face day in and out and the ones who lose to those distractions, I am thankful for my growth. I try to ensure that I'll never fall back to where I used to be. When I think about growth, I look at it as not just age or size, but first your mind, how you can expand your knowledge. And it doesn't all apply to just school, but when you grow your mind, it helps you out in life. A lot of my friends now that I have are avid chess players. And as I continue to take it day by day while still being deployed and just going through life, I'm starting to see why people compare chess to life. When placed in some of these situations over the past month or so, I had to map out how I would still be able to be successful even if I were to lose everything that I've worked so hard for. You know, and with that, you have to sometimes look at your next three moves. But while doing that, looking ahead, don't forget to make the move that's currently in front of you, because it can reach up and trip you up. As I approach a new age, I often do things that I used to tease my mom about being old folks' actions. But I now relax and sit back, either with music playing or no sound at all, and I'll write. I write about whatever. It's very difficult to get time alone while being deployed, but I feel that with the challenges that I've already faced 3 weeks into the year, that this year will be the one where new beginnings and success hit even harder. The main thing I ensure that gets done is to always be your motivation. What you need for yourself is that you have to go bigger and better each day. One thing that's new for myself that I've started doing is literally writing it out. Above my bed in my room, I have a whiteboard, and the main statement that's above my plan for each day is be greater than yesterday. The night before I lay my head down for rest, I'll write out my task that I must obtain or do the next day. So as I go along the day, I'll put a check mark or either just erase it off of the board. And then before I go to sleep the next night, I write down my goals to achieve for the next day. I also love reading now. It was never one of my hobbies, I guess you could say. Growing up, it was never something I ever enjoyed to do. But there's so much knowledge in books. You don't just gain knowledge from looking at the book or any of that. It's what's inside that book that you must read to learn. I've also started looking at perspectives of other people from the outside. So where you may have some people who don't like me because they may see me as a certain character, or I may be in a position that they wanted and but didn't get, or whatever the case may be. I had to understand and look at it from their point of view, their vantage point, instead of just solely looking at myself from my own eyes, which is so easy to do when you have a mirror in front of you or whatever the case may be for you to look at yourself. But when you take more time out to try to understand this person's background, their actions, and why they may be upset with you being in a certain position, or how you're able to move and still be blessed and highly favored or covered in situations that they've seen other people not make it out of, is very hard to understand. But when it does come down to that time for you to be tested with your character, or just as you for as a person with your morals and everything, don't allow somebody else's uncomfort to make you uncomfortable. You have to be able to take however many waves hit you, however many times you get punched. I was talking to one of my senior chiefs, and one of the things that he stated to me was that it's not about how many times you get knocked down, even if you get trampled while you're being down, but how you get up and respond in that moment. While writing it out has helped me a lot, and reading it has also helped, saying it, you can have your affirmation and just confirming what you want to yourself, letting yourself know that you will obtain the new job, you will save up $10,000, you will hit this amount of weight when you go work out, you will go and run this many miles when you go for a jog, even if it's something you've never done. Set that goal. And I'll tell you this, from my experiences, since I have changed up my physical workout routine, I've been running. It's not pretty. It's not always the prettiest run, and there is some walking involved or whatever. But at the end of the day, I still obtained my goal. I achieved the number that I had set. So I do know that there are people who can outrun me in distance. There are people that are faster than me. But at the end of the day, I won't let anybody's mental outwork mine. That's when the chess comes into play. Because as I said, you have to be 3, 4, 5 moves ahead of your opponent without forgetting to take that move that's right in front of you. So you can't allow yourself to be what trips you up. When I look at certain situations and think back on some of the places I've been at in life, whether it be a low point or a high point, I can never think of a time where I just said, yep, this is it. I'm beat. You can't allow yourself to have a losing mindset, a losing mentality. one of my family members recently, who's a bodybuilder, recently got signed to a new group sponsorship, you know. And when I talk to him, you know, I know my cousin, you know, and sometimes he never doubts himself, but you can tell when he's just waiting for that moment. Like he's just like everybody. He wants everything to be right there in front of him 100%. Now, although he knows that he's not gonna stop working, even though success is not fully guaranteed, he knows that he's gonna have success. One of the things that I admire about him is his dedication. Regardless of the numbers against him, the odds, you may have somebody bigger, more defined, whatever. I watch him every day go out, motivate himself, even when not feeling up to it, being down, but going out and getting back in the gym to push harder. Because he knows his end goal is to get his pro card and be a professional bodybuilder with numerous sponsorships. And on top of that, working a full-time job, while on top of that, giving out training directions online through his website and Instagram, and still being able to put out a message, whether that be 1 to 2 minutes or however long, on motivation to his followers. You know, so when you have someone who can see what they want, who's already affirmed it through themselves vocally, and knowing him, I know it's written down, and he posts his visuals damn near every day. When you have someone whose sight is razor sharp, you can't stop them. No, I don't know when more success for him will come, but I know it's going to happen, regardless of how long it takes. The main thing is to never give up. Don't stop. There's millionaires and billionaires who did not see their success and fame until their 60s and 70s. The thing is this, though. A lot of people aren't built like that nowadays to work from their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s for their goals to obtain them finally in their 60s and 70s. If they don't see an instant result within a year or 2 years, if that, they'll literally drop off of the face of the earth and go back to whatever it was they were doing before following their goals and dreams, and start setting more goals, but with less meaning to them. So yes, they'll still be setting goals, but they're more obtainable goals, because that person doesn't have the mindset or the mental strength or the heart to continue following what was already placed in their mind. I don't take it as anything, you know, as you seeing a goal lightly. That goal came to you for a reason. Now, whether it be of something that you were watching and you were like, okay, I'm pretty sure I can do this too, or whether it had been something spiritually, that goal came to you for a reason. And it lies directly on you in your heart, your mind, and soul to be able to go out and push yourself each and every day until you get it. So the challenge is between you and yourself, and if you're willing to let yourself down. I've never just told myself like, hey, I don't care anymore. I'm just going to toss it in the trash and be done with it. Because at the end of the day, I know with my goals how I want my life to be what goals I want to reach and how I want everything to just fall into place for myself. One of my other cousins who has his own business and is doing outrageous numbers right now, he posted on Instagram yesterday about his vision board and how years ago he posted about having a private jet and a Lamborghini and all of these other, you know, I guess you could say, pieces that he wanted after he gained a certain level of success that he had already envisioned in his mind. You know, so he placed those pieces on his dream board, posted it on his Instagram, well, I want to say about 6 years ago, saying like, hey, these are my goals. These are pieces that I want in life, and nobody's going to stop me from getting them, down to the color of the plane and the vehicle and everything. And as of the end of last year, sometime around this past year, he was able to go out and get those items that he put on his dream board and posted in 2015. So it doesn't matter how much time is in between. What matters is, how are you going to get there? And are you going to continue to push yourself to get there, regardless of whatever happens in the mix? Because from 2015 to 2021, or we can run with the end of 2020, that's a 5-year gap. How many of y'all are willing to push yourself, X out all the distractions, regardless of the difficulty, regardless of how many good times you're granted or have the opportunity to go with, to sacrifice what could come to you in the next 5 minutes, 5 months, 5 years? Each day you never know could get you one step closer to your success. One picture that I love looking at, I have a screenshot of it, but I love to see it pop up whenever I'm on social media or just whenever I'm on my computer. But it's a picture of two men mining for gold. And it shows where the gold is while they're mining. And one guy who was a 25-year miner never got his big hit. Found all of the small pieces, you know. And there was another guy who found his big hit, but his big hit was starting to run out. And it was a third guy who never found anything, but was just staying on his path, staying on his path. Well, the guy who got the, who always made the big hit, he stopped and he was kind of halfway to the goal, you know, halfway to the gold, almost found it, but he just gave up on it after going for a year. The second guy who found the smaller pieces, he got about 75%. Worked 2 to 3 years, never found it. Now, the guy who never had anything, never found anything, never got any of the success from mining, put in 8 years worth of work, digging, shoveling, everything, and ended up finding the entire loot of gold. His biggest, not just his biggest, but the biggest find in the world. Only due to the fact that he thought about everything that he was working for. He thought about all of his goals that he had. He thought about everything and his why, as to why he was doing what he was doing in the first place, and never gave up. And ended up finding his success. Now, yes, he put in the time, he put in the work and the effort. And one thing that he talked about after that was he always saw himself making that find. He always wrote out about making that find. And he would always speak it. I can't wait until the day when I make this find. I can't wait until my family can be satisfied because I've made this find. So everybody's why is different. But when it comes down to you getting there and having that success and staying true to yourself and who you are you going to give up when the times look crazy and hectic and it seems like you're getting more no's than yeses? Your success seems so far away, and that you're very tired to the point where you don't even feel like getting up. There's times where everybody's tired. Everybody gets tired. But when that time hits, are you going to go ahead and take that day off, or are you going to continue to push? I had someone who wrote me something, and I would like to share it with you. And it is dated from December 30th of 2020. And it says, "As days pass, I continue to grow. I look at where I was this time last year, then 5 years ago, then 10 years ago. And one thing is certain, that I've grown. Although my path has changed as far as in the aspects of what I thought I'd be doing, my number one goal is still the same: success. With life, I've come to the realization that success is counted in two ways: finances and the amount of people that you have touched in a positive manner. Now, on the financial part, I'm still learning new ways to not only increase my finances, but also let my finances build themselves into another source of income. As far as having a positive impact on others, I never knew how many people I've helped and touched in a positive way, even on the simplest of levels, until I needed help of my own. There's always someone watching, let my mother tell it. But a man shows his true character in the times that he believes he is alone. As I mold myself into a man that I am proud of, I remember to always keep God first, and even when I'm tired as hell, keep going, because there are people out there who want me to stop or give up. But no way will that ever happen." When I first read that, it sparked me. It gave me a push. It gave me a drive, and I see myself in that writing. It makes me think about the times when I wanted to stop because I was selfish. My why wasn't strong enough. Now, although my why is for myself, and being selfish for yourself is good. You have to put yourself first. You always have to put yourself first. But you have to be selfish with yourself for the positive reasons. Your goals, your changes, your life, what you want. Everything is your why. You have to be passionate, and so passionate about your success and your why, that no matter how tired you are, no matter how sleepy you are, no matter how hungry you are, you cannot stop. It's new years, it's new challenges. Each year, you must evolve. Every year, Apple comes out with a new iPhone. Every year, Mercedes-Benz drops a new Maybach. Every year, all of these inventions continue to evolve and get better. So why don't you do the same? your goal never changes, but it just gets better. It's just like wine. It gets better with time. So whichever wine you choose to be, continue to gradually get better. Build yourself, mold yourself, grow, lift yourself up, because you're not always going to have people in your corner to boost you up. You're not always going to have those cheerleaders. You're not always going to have anyone. Like, there's going to be times when you are flat out alone in the darkest corner and the light seems like it's 100 miles away. As long as you can still see that that light is shining, why stop chasing it? You know you're going to come out into it eventually, but you just never know when that coming out is going to happen. Continue to chase your light. Continue to find your passion. Lift yourself up. Build yourself like never before. Whether that's physically, spiritually, or mentally. Boost yourself. Confide with yourself. Talk to yourself. Whatever it may be. I tell, like, you can lie to whoever you want to about whatever you want to, but the one person that you have to be honest with is yourself. If you're lying to yourself, then you don't stand for anything. Not just with yourself, but with everyone. You can't tell everybody the truth and lie to yourself. Sometimes you have to have that hard love conversation with yourself and let yourself know that, hey, everything that you did so far is okay. But hey, we got to step it up another level. We got to keep going. We got to keep grinding, got to keep working. And there's going to be times with that you have that angel and devil on your shoulder where you're having those conversations with yourself and you're trying to, one half of you, seems like one half of you is fighting against you and your success, and the other half is telling you to keep pushing, keep fighting, go harder, grind, press. And although that good or that angel may sound a little, their voice may be a little weaker, a little softer than the devil's on your shoulder, you have to hear that one louder, because all of the volume of the voices lies within you and your soul. So you have to be your flame on your candle. Be your eternal flame. Your success is on the way. Don't let anyone stop you. And don't ever let yourself stop you. Success is on the way. Peace.